Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today we're talking about social media and teens. Tonight you can tune in to SDPB-TV. South Dakota Focus with Stephanie Ristler is on. She'll have an entire hour where you can send in your questions. But today on In the Moment, we're spending this hour talking about the same topic. And though the impact of social media, you know, can sound kind of grim, you also look around and find stories of inspiration and connection, also fueled by social media trends. We're joined now in the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls by Mackenzie Erickson. She's going to talk with us about Love Your Melon. It's an organization founded and run by college students on the mission of improving lives of children battling cancer. Love Your Melon. We're going to talk about social media for this whole hour, but let's start with what exactly is this company?
Love Your Melon is on a mission, like you said, to put a hat on every child battling cancer. So wherever they live across the country, they also just released that they're going internationally as well. So crews across the world are going to be able to put hats on kids battling cancer, not just in America, but every other country as well.
So how do you use social media to sort of connect with this message, spread this message, raise money for this?
Love Your Melon is actually a nonprofit, so everything we do, we don't use any funds. We just come up with ideas and use our creativity to just come up with events and do those with the children. We use social media. We use Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Those are our main forms of communication with our people in the community of Sioux Falls and surrounding areas. We post when Love Your Melon is going to have releases. They have a release every Monday, and that just means they put out new hats that we can buy. They have scarves, mugs, literally anything you can think of. They just came out with a new clothing line as well. And we release those, and then once people click our link, the Love Your Melon link, then we get notifications that they are using the University of Sioux Falls's link to go and purchase those, and that's how we get credit. And so Love Your Melon goes by credit based, and so some universities have more credits than others, and because USF is a smaller university, we don't get as many credits as other universities such as Iowa. But we still go to the Castle and Ronald McDonald House and do what we can with the credits that we have.
All right, so how important is social media in your life? This is the kind of project that really couldn't happen in the same way as it happens now.
Yeah. And
do you remember before social media? Do you remember when you got your first, or is it just you just grew up with it?
No, I don't remember having social media ever in middle school and high school. There was Snapchat, but it was just starting to become a thing. And no one really wanted Facebook because they thought that was all for older people. And so I remember I don't remember having Snapchat or anything until sophomore year of high school.
All right. So what was your first experience like then?
It was really overwhelming. I was like, why does everyone want to see what I'm doing all the time? Like, what's the point of this? And as time grew on and more people joined, I was like, well, everyone else is doing it. I might as well join. And now I can't imagine my life without it. Honestly, I try to delete it because I think it consumes my life. But I always go back to it because everyone else is on it. So I feel like I'm missing out on what's going on.
Are you checking it every single day throughout the day? Do you have a certain time? Like, how do you manage your own social media consumption?
My own social media consumption has gotten a lot better since coming to college. I try to stay away from it while I'm in class and doing homework because it just becomes a distraction to me. But at night and when I'm in my downtime, I find myself on my phone a lot more than I should be. I just sit there scrolling through Instagram and Twitter and Facebook when I could be doing other things more productive.
What do you think it's done for you in a positive way? How has it helped you connect or expand your life?
It's been really cool just to connect with other people from around the world through Love Your Melon. I've gotten to know a lot of, because I'm the crew leader here at USF of Love Your Melon, and I've just gotten to know a lot of other crew leaders around the nation of Love Your Melon, and just seeing how they're impacting their community and what we can do to strengthen what our mission is here in Sioux Falls as well.
And what negative impacts have you personally seen among your peers?
I just have seen a lot of people putting on faces behind their accounts on their social media. They can pretend like everything's fine and life is great, but in reality they're struggling with things, and it's just been really hard to realize and see which side of them is the real one. Sometimes when you think that their life is great or whatever and you find out things that are going on behind the screen, it's just really hard, and you just want to be like, why didn't you tell me? Like, you don't have to pretend like everything's okay. We're all struggling with stuff, but
it's curated.
Yeah.
It's curated online to make it seem as wonderful as possible. What do you use it amongst your friends to connect with the bad things at all? Or is it like, here's all the positive, good sunshine stuff. And then when we're in person, if we meet for coffee or if it's late at night, this is when all the gunk comes out.
I think mostly if we're meeting for coffee or it's just me and one of my best friends just hanging out, just us two, that's when a lot of the truth comes out. Not a lot comes out on screen. I'm actually in a Bible study right now, and we are going through social media and just talking about how we can use it for good and what the sole purpose of it is. And that's been really interesting in trying to interact that into my own life and what I'm actually using it for. And it makes me really think when I'm posting stuff.
You've done mission work. You've been to Africa. Mm-hmm. Did you take your phone?
Yes.
How did you use it?
When we landed in Nairobi, we had Wi-Fi, but it was very minimal. So I FaceTimed my parents because they just wanted to make sure I was safe and see how the hotel and everything was set up there, obviously, because it's a way different culture. And I was Snapchatting my friends and obviously posting stories because I was in a different country. But once we left the town of Nairobi, we went into the rural town called Taba, and there was nothing there. That's where we did all of our work. And from there on out, my phone was solely for a camera, and I didn't use anything else. Everything else was turned off, and I just brought everywhere I went with me to take videos and pictures of what I was experiencing.
And how long before you stopped checking it for, you know, whatever is new and happening back in the States? How long did that take you to break that habit?
I was there for 12 days, I think. And honestly, every single day, I still caught myself just scrolling and almost clicking one of the apps. And then I was like, Kenzie, what are you doing? You don't have any connection here. Like, you can't be clicking that. So I didn't break it. I got a lot better, and I've rarely checked it and wanted to look at it, but I still caught myself just going through the motions of wanting to click one of the apps.
Do you talk with your friends about, I mean, you've been to a place where obviously those kids don't have social media, don't have phones, they don't have food. And you've worked in that environment, and then you come back to a college environment. You know, you're doing philanthropy online, using social media for good in a Bible study about. So this is something that really is talked about a lot amongst your peer groups.
Yeah.
Are you guys worried for your generation and the impact that this could have on your generation?
Yeah, I think we're the generation that is the in-between generation. We didn't grow up with it for a lot of years, but then as we were still in our high school years, it started to become more and more popular. So then we adapted to what it was becoming. But the generations younger than us, I'm an elementary ed major, so I'm going into the schools a lot this year and seeing like all the elementary students with phones and wanting an iPhone X for Christmas. I'm like, oh my gosh, what do you even know?
Yeah,
I'm like, do you even realize how much you can do with that? I don't think they realize the impact it can make, the everlasting impact. What you put out there is out there forever. You can't take it back no matter what you do.
Tell me something that you remember from your childhood, little kid, playing outside, that sort of thing. What do you remember that you think is at risk of disappearing forever when you put a phone with that kind of technology into a child's hands?
I do a lot of babysitting. And so when I was a little kid, our babysitters, we wanted to go outside and play tag and hide and seek. And I had all these trees in my backyard, so we wanted to go play in the trees. And when I babysit now, they want to play Xbox and watch movies and stay inside. And very rarely do the kids want to go outside and play. I realize that the developments now are different and the neighborhood environments are different, but nobody realizes what you miss when you're outside. Outside, the imagination is, you can do whatever you want. And inside, when you're playing video games, it's just you and the TV. You're not getting any other interaction with other children.
Last thoughts on Love Your Melon and where to connect with it, find it on Facebook.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook with USF Love Your Melon. And when you go and purchase a hat, a shirt, anything on the website, it gives credit to the university in that area. And because of those credits, we can go in to the Children's Castle and the Ronald McDonald House and do events with families in the area and just help support those families through this hard time in their life.
Kenzie Erickson, thank you so much. University of Sioux Falls student, best of luck to you.
Thank you.